Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Successful media and public affairs consultant, accomplished entrepreneur and national writer and contributor, attorney who served in the Missouri House of Representatives, worked in the White House and CNN, thought leader, entrepreneur, and host who takes the conversation to the next level.
Prepare to get rare access to fascinating guests.
You're connected. You have the it factor. You've joined
Grill Nation.
Everybody over there!
Get a hold of it!
Everybody in there!
Get into it!
Connect with Jason on Twitter at Jason Grill. Connect with the show on Twitter at Grill Nation Show and online at grillnationshow.com.
Welcome your host of Grill Nation, always dressed up and ready to go, even in a radio studio. Here's Jason Grill.
Hello and welcome to the Grill Nation Show. I'm your host, Jason Grill. You're listening to 980 AM, or if you're joining us today via podcast, we greatly appreciate it. You connect with us on our website at grillnationshow.com. You can also connect with me on Twitter at Jason Grill and at Grill Nation Show. And then I'm also in all other social medias. Search for my name, Jason Grill. I appreciate you guys listening again this week. We've had some really good shows this summer. And I appreciate you all reaching out for new guest ideas and listening to the show each and every week. Today, we're going to have a really cool show. We're going to actually have a packed hour today with four guests. We are all taping this via Zoom today, and I'm going to want to bring in our guests here in a second and have them introduce yourselves. We have four total guests, so I'm going to start with Allison. Allison, kind of tell us a little bit about yourself and you know what you do for a living.
Thank you. It's so good to see you all, my Kansas City Tomorrow colleagues. My name is Allison Troutwine. I work for Truman Medical Centers, and I'm a project manager for the UMKC Health Sciences District, which is a partnership of many of the institutions that are on the area in Kansas City known as Hospital Hill. So that includes Truman Medical Center, Children's Mercy Hospital, UMKC, and its Ronald McDonald House Charities.
Allison, we lost you there for a second, but I think we got most of that from you. Do a lot of great things with Truman Medical Centers. And again, I should note at the top of the show, my guest today I met over probably about a year ago through the Kansas City Tomorrow program with the Civic Council of Kansas City, which we'll get into in the show today. But they're all leaders in our community, leaders at their in their professions, and you know, thought leaders who give back to the area and to Kansas City. So, you know, if we cut out at all, that's who they are as they introduce themselves. First up was Allison Troutwine. Let's go to Lindsay McDonald next. Lindsay, how are you? And give us a little bit about yourself. There you are.
I'm great. It's good to see all of your faces. I know folks on the radio can't see you, but I am the director of product configuration management at a company called ScriptPro. We are based out of Mission, Kansas. We are a pharmacy automation and technology company. My team does product development for pharmacies anywhere from product ideation all the way to product release. I really enjoy working with our development teams to take an idea that our executive team has and see that all the way through to the point of release. We just, for example, released a product called the Storage and Retrieval System. It's a will call manager product that is a robot. It stores the bags of prescriptions and sees those all the way through the dispensing process. So it's super exciting to work with really technical people to develop products that help pharmacy and healthcare. In my spare time, I'm also a volunteer for the Pancreatic Cancer Action Network. I'm very passionate about finding early detection and a cure for pancreatic cancer.
It's awesome. Thank you, Lindsay. I want to go next to Andre Davis. He's business development at Built. Andre, welcome to the show. Tell us about yourself and what you do.
Hey, good to see my friends, man. Hey, good morning. And I hope, Lindsay, that means that CVS will be faster on the delivery mechanism. So
yes, absolutely.
Hopefully that is the case. So no, welcome. I'm glad to be here, Jason. Thank you. So yeah, Built is a real innovative company that's fairly young in the market. And so we're leveraging technology and innovation and software. And what we actually do is we deliver and deploy really a prefabricated construction solution. We build custom environments. So some of the projects that you might recognize in terms of the name would be DEG Space, Mariner Wealth Corporate Headquarters, WellSky's new building, the first prefab hospital in the city, Kansas City Orthopedic Institute. And I hate naming firm or companies you've worked with because you always leave people out. And then the latest one we did, which was really cool, is a dental office on the plaza. And so my role with the company is more on the corporate engagement side. So not much the estimating, the project management side, but how do we get a conversation started? And through the use of construction, how do we solve challenges that exist within an organization? So it might be an organization that's trying to expand, renovate. What's the cool idea out there? Then what we try to get is why are you renovating? Why are you expanding? And dig a little deep and then bring forward some really cool technology. And the business has been doing well. We're having a great year, which is crazy to even say, but we're pretty blessed. So a lot of my work is having dialogue like this with thought leaders in the community to figure out kind of what they're trying to do and see if we make any sense for solving those challenges.
Very good information. Very cool. And congrats on your success this year. Finally, our last guest on the show today, Francie Erdman. Francie, welcome to the show. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
All right. Hi, Jason. Hi. Everyone. So I have been working, and I'm Francie Erdman, and I have been working in Kansas City in data and analytics for the last decade. I'm really focused on customer, patient, and employee engagement and helping companies understand how they can really differentiate themselves both within the competitive space and just in their industry. And so times like this, I'm kind of a data and analytics nerd. And when things are changing as they are right now, there's just so much information out there, so much to dig into and so many challenges that people are facing. So it's an interesting time to be working in this area. Mm-hmm. Yeah, very, very exciting.
And you're also very involved with charities. Tell us about some of the ones that you've worked with.
Sure. Yeah. So I've been living in Kansas City since 2004. And I think over that time, I've worked with a number of charities, most recently working with Safe Home and helping do some of their annual fundraisers and really working to work in the environmental space and working with Renew Missouri to help talk about renewable energy resources and lots of different areas. So I think it's always a little bit diverse working with the arts and entrepreneurship and an environmental effort. So I try to have my hands in a lot of different pots, I guess, if you will.
I think that's common denominator for most of the people that are joining us today, which is why I have you on the show today. We are going to talk a lot about your background, some of your life lessons, you know, what excites you about Kansas City? What do you think we need to work on? Some of your favorite places to go? What has changed over the last 4 to 5 months of your life with COVID? and, you know, how is your company bouncing back? How are you kind of navigating these waters? Best advice? Yeah, just so many different topics we're going to touch on today with these four great individuals. Again, Allison Trautwine, Lindsay McDonald, Francie Erdman, and Andre Davis are my guests today on the Grill Nation show. You're listening to 980 AM, or if you're joining us via iTunes on podcast, we greatly appreciate it. We'll be right back after the break with more Grill Nation. Thanks for listening today.
Yeah, she's so mean, I don't care. I love her eyes and her wild, wild hair. Dance to the beat that we like best. Heading for the nine tails, living in the wild, wild west. The wild, wild west. Wild west. No man is...
Hello and welcome back to the Grill Nation show. I am your host, Jason Grill. Thanks for listening today on 980 AM or on iTunes via podcast or on our website, grillnationshow.com. Hope you're having a great summer and I appreciate you joining us again today. We have an awesome show. Again, we have four people joining me today. Allison Trautwine from Truman Medical Centers. She let us off. She can take herself off mute now. We've decided we're all going off mute. Lindsay McDonald, Francie Erdman, and Andre Davis. In our first segment today, we kind of went through your backgrounds a little bit on the business side. In this segment, I kind of want to get into kind of our relationship, how we met, what you're passionate about, and, you know, what you see as some pluses and minuses going on right now in our community. Let's start with Andre. Why don't you tell the listeners kind of how we all met?
Yeah, so we were all hand-selected to go through the Kansas City Moral Leadership, which is a program administered through the Civic Council. And so we all met there as folks going through, and we just kind of, we've all stayed connected and experiencing what Kansas City is. And I think, you know, for me, at least in this city, we have to grapple with the fact that there are people in this city that aren't doing well. Right. And so oftentimes we can get a little closed up into where we live and thinking that the whole world, really Kansas City, lives a certain way. And I think what the Civic Council and what Kansas City Moral did was it sort of exposed a segment of this community that's not doing well. So for me, some of the things that I like about Kansas City is, one, we get the chance to do this. People are awesome, but also it's a very giving city. And so I think as we've gone through this program, this 10-month program, which was awesome, because I never thought about my civic leadership. I've always thought about nonprofit leadership, which I said on multiple boards, and so I've been involved that way, but never really civic leadership. And it this program really kind of opened my eyes to how important policy is to the underserved community, right? Because how much money do we need, right? And then how detached are we when we have done well and we look at these communities and we see how, especially now in COVID, how some of these communities are not thriving. And we have to ask ourselves as a city and as a country, are we okay with that, right? Mm-hmm. And we can't be okay with that. We can't be okay with the disparity of not just financial, but health and the impact that's happening. And so I think what the Civic Council and Kansas City Moral Leadership is trying to accomplish is, how do we create people that have an awareness about their fellow community, their fellow man, making sure that we just don't hang out in our own zip code, that we go into some of the other zip codes and try to figure out, how do we open the doors to people who are disadvantaged, and how do we give back in a meaningful way? And so for me, that's kind of been my passion for this city, is as you gain success and you gain access to certain doors, certain boardrooms, are you making sure that door is a little bit more wide open for someone that maybe is not at the steps of that door? Can you allow them to walk through? So that's kind of what I do. So I try and mentor other professionals and do things for whatever reason they want me to mentor them. So I try to take some of the experiences I've had of doing this for over 20 years and just share some of the failures and then some of the successes, and really all the growth is in the failure. So I had a blast in the class, by the way.
We'll get into some of your mentorship advice here in the future. Yeah. And by the way, Andre is a lot younger than he looks, or he's a lot older than he looks. Excuse me, I screwed that up, didn't I, Andre?
You did screw that up. So I'll take the compliment, though. I'll take that compliment any day of the week. So
yeah,
thank
yeah.
you for that.
Yeah, for sure. You and Francie are going to be on the Can't See Tomorrow alumni board. So Francie, obviously, the program had an impact on you, and kind of piggybacking off of what Andre was saying, tell us why you got involved and why you're engaged still today.
Yeah, I think just like Andre said, it's such an interesting organization in how it brings lots of different elements of the community together, lots of professionals from different backgrounds engaging with organizations that are operating in a number of different areas. So education and community support services and working across all of these areas. I think one of the things that I appreciated most about and what I was hoping to get at the onset and did get was the ability to learn and learn so much about the community and learn about what everyone is doing, because I think Kansas City has such a really an active community, but sometimes it's hard to be aware and have a good insight into what everyone's doing. And so this program really facilitated that opportunity. And I mean, as you all know, we had some great discussions, and it was a chance for all of us who are participating to ask questions that we really wanted to try to understand more deeply and get, you know, community experts who were there sharing with us to give their perspective, but also to hear from others in the room. And I think it was a place in which we could all really grow and expand our understanding of the city and what's going on. And so that was, I think, one of the reasons why I got involved, and then also was really happy with my experience and want to continue to stay involved, because I think, you know, we're an alumni, I guess our now class or our cohort is, you know, about 25 individuals, but there are hundreds of alumni throughout the organization or throughout the city. And having the chance to stay connected and get to know more and more of those individuals and see how they're all contributing to the community is exciting. I think it's one of the reasons I want to stay involved and to continue to have just build out, you know, my knowledge and exposure to what's happening around town.
That's important. And Lindsay, what would you say you're most passionate about right now in your involvement? Maybe has anything changed after you went through the program, or are you kind of on the same passion front that you were on before?
I think I said this in some of our final classes. I want it all. I want to do a little bit of everything. And so prior to getting involved in KCT, pancreatic cancer was kind of my main focus. And I grew up in Iowa. I came to Kansas City right after college. We kind of thought of this as a stop along the way and really felt like we would go back to Iowa. And over time, we realized that Kansas City was really home to us and to our kids, and really decided to kind of lay down our roots here. And through that time, I didn't really have a lot of exposure to kind of the history of our city. And I think that is one of the most incredible things that KCT kind of shone a light for me on, both some of the, you know, the amazing things about our city, but also some of the challenges that we face and some of kind of the baseline things that our city needs to overcome. And so to have gone through that experience and then have it kind of end with a global pandemic, really elevating and fighting for rights of all of the people in our community, and seeing some of the things that we talked about and that we saw with our own eyes start to change. There's a lot more work to be done to bring equity in our communities, but that is sort of where my passions are kind of split now. I fully intend, pancreatic cancer, it impacted my family and a lot of people that I know, but I really want to see our community grow and make some of these changes that we need to make to bring more equity for all in our community. And one more thing, I am so excited and proud and looking forward to see where a lot of the kids in the community take their education. There are so many organizations. Prep KC is one that through, I know Andre is pretty heavily involved with this organization. I hadn't really heard of them prior to KCT, and I believe Allison and I both were involved with KC Scholar Review this year. So we got to help and volunteer our time to look at the scholarship program that they have, which is another great thing that's happening. And so we have a really bright future with the kids that are coming up. That's a little all over the place, but
that's what we're looking for on the show. Conversation. Allison, let's continue with you. About a minute and 30 left in the segment. What excites you about what we're doing right now and about Kansas City's future? And you know, I didn't ask you all. I know that you've all mentioned it. Are you from here? Are you not from here? Let's let our listeners know, Allison. What excites you? And did you grow up here?
Yeah, thank you. So I was born in Boston. I've lived in several different cities. I say I'm from St. Louis. So I love living in Kansas City, though.
We'll allow it.
Yeah, I'm so happy to be here. Kansas City is home. We moved here in 2012 and got to see the Royals in 14 and 15 and then the Chiefs this year. What an exciting time to be in Kansas City. And I love living here. I love the pride that Kansas Cityans have about this city. And I think that some of those sports teams really brought us together as a city, and that was exciting. But as my classmates mentioned, I learned a lot through KCT about some of the inequities in our community, and I'm passionate about food insecurity and trying to address that in our community. So,
and that's a topic that a lot of people have mentioned, at least through interviews and through other things, is the food disparity in the urban core, I guess you would say, with those types of things. Maybe we'll talk about that more in the next class and maybe more on the show. I'd like to thank Allison Troutwine, Lindsay McDonald, Andre Davis, and Francie Erdman for joining me on the show today. On our next segment, we're going to talk about kind of a little bit of what we went through with COVID and what we're going through, and maybe learn some great life lessons about how you guys have handled this and how you've become better for it and for moving forward on it, and some of the things maybe that you got out of this time. You're listening to the Grill Nation show here at 980 a.m. and on iTunes via podcast. We'll be right back.
I hear the drums echoing tonight. She hears only whispers of some quiet conversation.
Hello and welcome back to the Grill Nation show. I am your host, Jason Grill. Thanks for listening today on 980 AM or on iTunes via podcast or on our website, grillnationshow.com. Hope you're having a great summer, and I appreciate you joining us again today. We have an awesome show. Again, we have four people joining me today. Allison Troutwine from Truman Medical Centers. She let us off. She can take herself off mute now. We've decided we're all going off mute. Lindsay McDonald, Francie Erdman, and Andre Davis. In our first segment today, we kind of went through your backgrounds a little bit on the business side. In this segment, I kind of want to get into kind of our relationship, how we met, what you're passionate about, and you know what you see as some pluses and minuses going on right now in our community. Let's start with Andre. Why don't you tell the listeners kind of how we all met?
Yeah, so we were all hand-selected to go through the Kansas City Moral Leadership, which is a program administered through the Civic Council. And so we all met there as folks going through, and we've all stayed connected and experiencing what Kansas City is. And I think, you know, for me, at least in this city, we have to grapple with the fact that there are people in this city that aren't doing well. Right. And so oftentimes we can get a little closed up into where we live and thinking that the whole world, really Kansas City, lives a certain way. And I think what the Civic Council and what Kansas City Moral did was it sort of exposed a segment of this community that's not doing well. So for me, some of the things that I like about Kansas City is, one, we get the chance to do this. people are awesome, but also it's a very giving city. And so I think as we've gone to come through this program, this 10-month program, which was awesome, because I never thought about my civic leadership. I've always thought about nonprofit leadership, which I sit on multiple boards. And so I've been involved that way, but never really civic leadership. And this program really kind of opened my eyes to how important policy is to the underserved community, right? Because how much money do we need, right? And then how detached are we when we have done well and we look at these communities and we see how, especially now in COVID, how some of these communities are not thriving. And we have to ask ourselves as a city and as a country, are we okay with that, right? Mm-hmm. And we can't be okay with that. We can't be okay with the disparity of not just financial, but health and the impact that's happening. And so I think what the City Council and Kensington Borough leadership is trying to accomplish is, how do we create people that have an awareness about their fellow community, their fellow man, making sure that we just don't hang out in our own zip code, that we go into some of the other zip codes and try to figure out, how do we open the doors to people who are disadvantaged, and how do we give back in a meaningful way? And so for me, that's kind of been my passion for this city, is as you gain success and you gain access to certain doors, certain boardrooms, are you making sure that that door is a little bit more wide open for someone that maybe is not at the steps of that door? Can you allow them to walk through? So that's kind of what I do. So I try and mentor other professionals and do things for whatever reason they want me to mentor them. So I try to take some of the experiences I've had of doing this for over 20 years and just share some of the failures and then some of the successes and really all the growth is in the failure. So I had a blast in the class, by the way.
We'll get into some of your mentorship advice here in the future. Yeah. And by the way, Andre is a lot younger than he looks, or than he's a lot older than he looks. Excuse me. I screwed that up, didn't I, Andre?
You did. You did screw that up. So I'll take the compliment, though. I'll take that compliment any day of the week. So
thank you for that. Yes, for sure. You and Francie are going to be on the Kansas City Tomorrow alumni board. So Francie, obviously, the program had an impact on you, and kind of piggybacking off of what Andre was saying, tell us why you got involved and why you're engaged still today.
Yeah, I think just like Andre said, it's such an interesting organization in how it brings lots of different elements of the community together, lots of professionals from different backgrounds engaging with organizations that are operating in a number of different areas. So education and community support services and working across all of these areas. I think one of the things that I appreciated most about and what I was hoping to get at the onset and did get was the ability to learn and learn so much about the community and learn about what everyone is doing, because I think Kansas City has such a really an active community, but sometimes it's hard to be aware and have a good insight into what everyone's doing. And so this program really facilitated that opportunity. And I mean, as you all know, we had some great discussions, and it was a chance for all of us who are participating to ask questions that we really wanted to try to understand more deeply and get, you know, community experts who were there sharing with us to give their perspective, but also to hear from others in the room. And I think it was a place in which we could all really grow and expand our understanding of the city and what's going on. And so that was, I think, one of the reasons why I got involved, and then also was really happy with my experience and want to continue to stay involved, because I think, you know, we're an alumni, I guess our now class or our cohort is, you know, about 25 individuals, but there are hundreds of alumni throughout the organization or throughout the city. And having the chance to stay connected and get to know more and more of those individuals and see how they're all contributing to the community is exciting. I think it's one of the reasons I want to stay involved and to continue to have just build out, you know, my knowledge and exposure to what's happening around town.
That's important. And Lindsay, what would you say you're most passionate about right now in your involvement? Maybe has anything changed after you went through the program, or are you kind of on the same passion front that you were on before?
I think I said this in some of our final classes. I want it all. I want to do a little bit of everything. And so prior to, as I said, prior to getting involved in KCT, pancreatic cancer was kind of my main focus. And I, you know, I grew up in Iowa. I came to Kansas City right after college. We kind of thought of this as a stop along the way and really felt like we would go back to Iowa. And over time, we realized that Kansas City was really home to us and to our kids, and really decided to kind of lay down our roots here. And through that time, I didn't really have a lot of exposure to kind of the history of our city. And I think that is one of the most incredible things that KCT kind of shone a light for me on, both some of the, you know, the amazing things about our city, but also some of the challenges that we face and some of kind of the baseline things that our city needs to overcome. And so to have gone through that experience and then have it kind of end with a global pandemic, really elevating and fighting for rights of all of the people in our community, and seeing some of the things that we talked about and that we saw with our own eyes start to change. There's a lot more work to be done to bring equity in our communities, but that is sort of where my passions are kind of split now. I fully intend pancreatic cancer. It impacted my family and a lot of people that I know, but I really want to see our community grow and make some of these changes that we need to make to bring more equity for all in our community. And one more thing, I am so excited and proud and looking forward to see where a lot of the kids in the community take their education. There are so many organizations. Prep KC is one that I know Andre is pretty heavily involved with this organization. I hadn't really heard of them prior to KCT, and I believe Allison and I both were involved with KC Scholar Review this year. So we got to help and volunteer our time to look at the scholarship program that they have, which is another great thing that's happening. And so we have a really bright future with the kids that are coming up. So yeah, again, that's a little all over the place, but
that's what we're looking for on the show. Conversation. Allison, let's continue with you. About a minute and 30 left in the segment. What excites you about what we're doing right now and about Kansas City's future? And you know, I didn't ask you all. I know that you've all mentioned it. Are you from here? Are you not from here? Let's let our listeners know, Allison. What excites you, and did you grow up here?
Yeah, thank you. So I was born in Boston. I've lived in several different cities. I say I'm from St. Louis, so I love living in Kansas City, though.
We'll allow it.
Yeah, I'm so happy to be here. Kansas City is home. We moved here in 2012 and got to see the Royals in 14 and 15 and then the Chiefs this year. What an exciting time to be in Kansas City. And I love living here. I love the pride that Kansas Cityans have about this city. And I think that some of the sports teams really brought us together as a city, and that was exciting. But as my classmates mentioned, I learned a lot through KCT about some of the inequities in our community. And I am passionate about food insecurity and trying to address that in our community. So,
and that's a topic that a lot of people have mentioned, at least through interviews and through other things, the food disparity in the urban core, I guess you would say, with those types of things. Maybe we'll talk about that more in the next class and maybe more on the show. I'd like to thank Allison Troutwine, Lindsay McDonald, Andre Davis, and Francie Urban for joining me on the show today. On our next segment, we're going to talk about kind of a little bit of what we went through with COVID and what we're going through, and maybe learn some great life lessons about how you guys have handled this and how you've become better for it and for moving forward on it, and some of the things maybe that you've gotten out of this time. You're listening to the Grill Nation show here at 980 AM and on iTunes via podcast. We'll be right back.
I hear the drums echoing tonight. And she hears only whispers of some quiet conversation.
Welcome back to the Grill Nation Show. I am your host, Jason Grill. Thanks for joining us today on the show on 980 AM, or if you're joining us via podcast on iTunes or Stitcher, we greatly appreciate it. I am your host, Jason Grill. Again, we're joined today by four great people here in Kansas City: Allison Troutwine, Lindsay McDonald, Francie Erdman, and Andre Davis. I've had a great dialogue on the show today. I appreciate all your guys' candor and thoughtfulness on your answers and the information you've shared with our listeners today. Let's start with some other information maybe you can share. What are some of the best advice that you've learned throughout your career or on your journey, whether professionally, personally, civically? What would you say the best advice is that you'd like to share with our audience as far as any of those areas? And it could even be how to get more involved in Kansas City or ways to kind of get more involved in your workplace. Let's start with Lindsay because she's on the left of my screen here again. I apologize, Lindsay. You have to go first.
That's okay. Well, some of the best advice that I received early on in my career, and this really applies to professionally and, you know, civic engagement wise, is the best thing that you can do is, if you're working with a group, is to try to work yourself out of a job. And what that means to me is you really have to, you know, bring people together and teach them and train them, because individually we can do a little bit, but collectively, if we all pool our talents, that's where you can really make a big difference in a work project or in a cause that you're trying to make a difference in. And so, you know, just think about the things that you do and how you can teach other people. And that is really how you can expand your reach. And then also, if you are trying to find out a cause or trying to make a difference in a cause, you know, start small. If you don't have to start at the top, there are a ton of great organizations in this community that are already working in so many different areas, and they need civic leaders and volunteers to bring their talents to what they're doing. So do some research, show up, give your time, and you'll be surprised at where that leads. And the difference that can be made.
Great answer. Well said. Let's go to Francie next. We haven't gone to you second yet, Francie. What do you have to say about advice and life lessons, or maybe something you learned from a mentor that has stuck with you throughout your entire life and your career?
Well, I think kind of building on what Lindsay said, don't stand in your own way, or don't kind of overthink it. If you're interested in something, just get started. I think is one of the best pieces of advice that I ever received. I think sometimes you try to think through, how do I get involved and do it in a really big way? And just starting small and seeing where it leads. I think the dominoes often fall once you just kind of, you know, give them a little nudge, and you might find yourself doing something completely different than you started out doing, just because that's the way that the road leads you. So I think that's one of the ways in which, you know, the Kansas City Tomorrow program has got started for me. And now I'm involved in a number of other things that I wasn't a year ago, just by virtue of having some exposure and making some connections that I may not have otherwise done. So, yeah, that's probably
We didn't ask you, are you from here, Francie?
I'm not. Well, I'm from Missouri. I'm a Missouri native. I'm from a small town in central Missouri, Windsor, Missouri.
Oh, yes. I know where Windsor is. Yes, yes. I have a friend who dated someone from Windsor many years ago. Is that by Sedalia?
Kind of, yeah. Down by Truman Lake.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Truman Lake. Okay, that area. Okay. Allison, let's head to you next. Best advice, best way that you motivate others, best way you get involved, anything you've learned through a mentor. What can you share with us?
I agree with the start small. And sometimes these little granular efforts, it does have a bigger effect and a ripple effect. I'll give a quick example, because earlier in the show I mentioned about my passion for food insecurity. And this is a small thing that I help coordinate with many others, but once a month we hold a pop-up pantry. Harvesters provides the produce, but it's fresh produce. We give it away. There's no means testing. If you need it, you come. And we serve over 100 households a month. Wow. Just giving fresh produce, we do it on the second Tuesday of the month at the health department. Is this solving food insecurity? No. But for that day, is it helping get some fresh produce into the hands of people that need it? And I believe it is. And if nothing else, it makes me feel good that we're putting out some good in the community. And I enjoy that. And I think many others do too. There's so many ways to get involved in small efforts that have that ripple effect. And I would love to have anyone come out and volunteer with us or with Harvesters in general. It's a great nonprofit helping ease hunger today and fight hunger for the future. So feed hungry people today and fight hunger in the future. And it's something that I feel passionate about.
Can you say that again? What is that again, Allison? People can get involved with to pick up produce?
It's through Harvesters. They provide us the produce, and it's a pop-up pantry that we have on the second Tuesday of the month. Mm-hmm. Hold it at the health department, which is the Casey Moe Health Department, and that's 2400 Troost. And right now it's just a drive-through style pantry where people can come in.
Yeah, I've heard about free produce. I've heard about these great organizations. And I think that I love your passion for this and getting behind this, because it's something that there's a major issue with, not only in Kansas City, but in also other urban areas throughout the country. Andre, we're going to close it with you. I know you got a ton of great advice for our listeners. And you've probably had a lot of people you've mentored throughout the years that that maybe you've learned from, or maybe you've had a mentor that you've learned from. What would you say is your best advice for those in their career and in the professional setting, and then also on the civic and nonprofit involvement setting?
Yeah, are you saying that because I look young but I'm old? Is that the deal? No. Is that why you're saying that?
You're older, but you look like you're 35 easily.
I feel 25, so let's just go with that. So yeah, I think on the for-profit side, what I would say is I live in this realm of servant leadership. And all that means is when we're engaging with people, there's this ideology about providing value first to people. And what happens from that is everything about you in terms of how you describe exponentially increases, so that more people want to lean in. They want to learn more. They want to connect more. They want to know who you are. They want to just dig deep. Oftentimes we only engage people, whether it's for-profit or nonprofit, we only engage people if there's a benefit to us. What I would tell you and what I would challenge you to do is, before you ask for anything, just be of value, help somebody. And it's changed my career, trajectory, because I get invited to a lot of things, right? And I don't ever ask. And so that's what I would encourage folks to do. On the for-profit side, like everyone said, I started volunteering, had no interest in board service, didn't even know what that meant, to be quite frank. And so I started to volunteer. I felt like, you know, I didn't have the money to write checks, so I thought I'd volunteer. And so I'd volunteer, and then it changed. And now I'm on, several boards. And so I think start small by volunteering. Just don't think it's the only way to give back is to write a check. There's some folks that all they can do is can write a check, but there's something to be said about being in the middle of a nonprofit and seeing the people that it touches. So like what Allison talked about, being able to hand out fruits and vegetables to people that otherwise may not have access to it. You come home and you have a different perspective about life. And so that's one facet. But I think I've lived my business career really being a servant leader and really trying to impact the people, and then always being accessible and humble. I think if we learned anything about the passing of John Lewis, is how humble and how much humility he had. And you have to think, what do you want people to say about you when you depart this life? That would be my talk.
Great answer. Andre Davis, Francie Erdman, Lindsay McDonald, and Allison Troutwine have been my guests today on the Grill Nation show. We really appreciate you guys coming on the air today, and congrats on all your success.
Awesome. Pleasure.
So good to see you all.
Thanks, guys. You've been listening to the Grill Nation show. We'll see you again next week. Take care and have a good one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.